Are you ready to win the day? Every hour is worth $100. The whole day is worth $2,400. You're going to pay yourself a minimum of $240. Just 2 hours and 40 minutes. Anything less and you lost the day. The life equation for success. Never stop.
Success is not for the soft. We about to win the day. We not hoping, we grinding just to go win the day. No disrespect, but we solely focused to win the day. Alarm clock off, homie, about to win the day. Success is not for the soft. We about to win the day. We not hoping, we grinding just to go win the day. No disrespect, but we solely focused to win the day.
Welcome back to another episode of Win the Day with Marcus Y. Rozier. I'm your host, Marcus Y. Rozier. Who else? Man, I'm excited because there's so much I need to do. So going into 2020, you won't just hear from me. But I felt like we had to get to know each other before we bought in guests. You know, it's like a baby, you know, but you don't want, well, I'm not a mom, but you don't want anybody to breastfeed your baby before you raise them. Like, that's just nasty, unsanitary. So I felt it was important that we got to know each other. You got to understand the ideas and concepts and views of monetization and of winning your day before we bought on guests. But I think it's time. So in 2020, you're going to hear from a lot of what I refer to as my friend-tors, people who are friends and mentors. I'm going to reach out to a few people that I know can add value to you. My number one goal is to show you in 2020 how you can begin to create 100% time freedom, where you own your time and you can work from anywhere, creating a lifestyle that gives you location independence. So let's get into it today. As you can see, the title of this episode is Mental Real Estate. Now, what is mental real estate? Make sure you're writing this down because I think it's going to add extreme value to you as you move forward into 2020 and begin to monetize online. What you want to do in terms of mental real estate is you want to own the idea, concept, or belief system someone has when they think of something. So let's say it this way. If you were to look at a Acer computer, probably a bad example, but follow me, an Acer computer and an Apple computer, and you know you need a computer. If you found out they had the same specs, if you found out that the people who once made Apple products are now making Acer, you're probably, when you think of computers, Acer doesn't even cross your mind. To someone listening to this, they're like, what's an Acer? Exactly. Because they don't own enough mental real estate when you think about computers. And as a business owner, entrepreneur, as an innovator, in anything you do, even as a personal brand, career-wise, who is the person that they think of when they think of that industry? You want to position yourself to be that person. The more mental real estate you own, the easier it is for someone to think of you when they think of hiring someone or giving someone a raise or any of those things. Now, because I'm talking more so to entrepreneurs, my conversation will kind of be more geared towards that than just the workplace. But I want to make sure that I add value to both in terms of creating a personal brand. So I'm going to give you some examples. When you think about John Maxwell, you think about leadership. Leadership is his industry, but John Maxwell, because of his concepts, the laws of leadership, because of his books, you know, countless books that he's written about developing the leader within, the laws of leadership, etc. He owns mental real estate as it relates to the industry of leadership. When you think of relationship, you think of Chapman with the four love languages, and the list goes on. Because they own mental real estate by creating proprietary ideas and concepts. Now stay with me. What is a proprietary idea and concept? It's equivalent to naming a street. So if I were to say ride down that road, turn left at that road, and turn right at that road, you don't know what that road is. But if I say turn left on Wilson, turn right on Berkshire, turn left on 14th, by naming the streets, it makes it easier to navigate. So when you're thinking about how to own and manage people's mental real estate, you want to begin to name your concepts to make them proprietary to you, that you own them. Even if it's something that someone else talks about, you want to name the street that their mind travels down whenever they're thinking about their industry. So now, if they think about the industry, they are reverted back to your concept. You're creating landmarks and things that they can visibly see in their head when they're thinking of hiring someone. So what I did recently, I had my assistant to pull a record of all our scheduled calls. And in order to schedule a call with me, I help people start, grow, and scale online businesses. So no matter where they are, whether they're just getting started, whether they're trying to grow and really automate every part of their business that increase their income and cut their work time in half, we show them how to monetize everything online, right? So there's an application process to work with me. So I told my assistant, I say, pull a record of the applications for the last 3 months and 6 months for me. And let's figure out, based on one of the questions we asked is, what attracted you to work with us? I said, I want you to highlight every time that a person in our system, they can do it. So it said, highlight every time the person mentioned the word monetize and was the reason for working with us. What I was looking for is to see how much mental real estate do we own as it relates to me naming the street of monetizing online. We realize that 87% of the people who filled out an application to work with me, that it was a direct result of wanting to monetize. Now, their answer and wording might have been different, but the word monetize was in 80% of the applications, which means we owned a great deal of mental real estate as it relates to monetizing. That's great language. That means we are directly communicating with our core message to the core group of people we want to work with. Now, if they say, because I was interested in something random, then that means our messaging is off. But since our messaging is on target, we're giving people, hear this wording, clear directions from where they are to where we are. We're owning mental real estate. So what you want to do as you move into 2020, as I'm talking to you today, we are, what, 2-3 days away from 2020. It's crazy how fast the year passed. And no matter when you listen to this, the value of the content is the same, regardless of the fact that you might be listening to it, riding in your car, anything at any point. Because what I always think about is, whatever you're doing, you're not doing it for then. So let's just say this podcast is listened to in 2022. That mental real estate will still be relevant, but the year will be different. So I want you to start thinking about progressively forward. What's the legacy of your ideas? Let's write that down. That's a major point. What's the legacy of your idea? How long can your idea live and who can it benefit and serve? See, that's what mental real estate is about. Number two thing is, how does it progress the future forward for your industry? Like, what do you add to it? You want to make sure that you're a contributor to your industry. If you're a speaker, if you're an artist, if you're a musician, what is your contribution to your industry? Those things are going to give you high levels of mental real estate. Now, last but not least, can people learn the words to your song easy? Can they learn the words to your song easy? What does that mean? Can you figure out a messaging that's so clear and concise that people can say it with you? Come on. Like, that's the thing. When you can do it, when you think of McDonald's or when you think of any of these corporations, like, think about the things that gather your attention, the things you can freely say, freely do. And I want you to start doing the exact same thing for yourself and buy the block up. And the more mental real estate you own, the more money you're going to be able to make. All right. I don't want to keep you long. I told you, I want each of these podcasts, unless it's an interview, to be TED Talk style, because I don't want you to be addicted to education and allergic to execution. So I want it to be under 10 minutes that you can listen to, clear points and strategy that you can use. And here's what you should do. If you're not going to do everything, take one concept and execute it. Send me a message and let me know, was this helpful for you? I would love to hear from you. You can follow me on social media at Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S, the letter Y, R-O-S-I-E-R. Send me a message and let me know, was this helpful? And what did you execute on buying up the block of being a mental real estate mogul, right? Being a mental real estate mogul, I want to know how this is working for you. Let's win together. Win the day.